MilliganTown.org.
Hello, this is Vince Gavo with your Milligantown Daily. I'm going to be looking at the three uses of the law as they're given by Calvin. And the first use of the law is that it shows God's righteousness. In his person, God is perfectly holy, perfectly morally upright. This is shown all the way through Scripture, but one passage that jumps to mind when thinking about this is Isaiah 6. In the year of King Uzziah's death, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, lofty and exalted, with the train of his robe filling the temple. Seraphim stood above him, each having six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one called out to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." God's holiness shows itself in all that he does and all that he says, and it certainly shows itself in his law. When he tells us what is right and wrong, this flows from his nature. Psalm 19 tells us, "The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true, they are righteous altogether." So when we think of the commandments, we should think about the holiness and the perfection and the awesomeness of the triune God who gives the law. He is holy, and knowing that holiness is a blessing to us. For the Milligantown Theological Society, this is Vince Scavo.